This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Myanmar State TV says 628 people imprisoned for protesting last month's coup, as well as Associated Press reporter Thein Saw, have been released. Now, it's the first apparent gesture by the military to try to placate the protest movement. Witnesses outside Insein Prison in Yangon on Wednesday saw busloads of mostly young people looking happy, with some flashing the three-finger gesture of defiance adopted by the protest movement. The prisoners appear to be the hundreds of students detained in early March while demonstrating against the February 1 coup that ousted elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. North Korea test-fired some short-range missiles over the weekend, just days after Kim Jong-un's sister threatened the U.S. and South Korea for holding joint military exercises. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has this.
Biden told reporters that the missile tests by North Korea over this past weekend were not a provocation, adding there's no new wrinkle in what they did. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is concerned about changes seemingly underway in the North.
Significant changes that have been taking place in the PRC's strategic forces. And he's also concerned about the lack of transparency.
A top administration official says North Korean officials have not been in contact with the U.S. government in more than a year, spanning two administrations. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United Nations, United States, Russia, and the European Union met virtually a little earlier today to discuss relaunching their long-stalled effort to get Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate a two-state solution to their decades-old conflict. A brief statement from the four Mideast mediators, known as the Quartet, said envoys discussed returning to meaningful negotiations. This is VOA News. Israeli parliamentary elections today resulted in a virtual deadlock for a fourth time in the past 2 years, exit polls indicated, leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with an uncertain future and the country facing the prospect of continued political gridlock since the parties involved fell short of the parliamentary majority required to form a new government. Now, that raised the possibility of an unprecedented fifth consecutive election later this year. Nabil Shath is the Palestinian president's advisor for international affairs, and he says it's a success for the prime minister, but not a big one.
But it's not really a smashing success for him, which I think also reflects some hesitancy in the Israeli public about what Mr. Netanyahu can do leading Israel to where, especially with the new president, Mr. Biden, and the new administration in the United States, and the possible change in the international balance of power and in the and Arab policies.
The election was seen as a referendum on the prime minister's polarizing leadership style, and the initial results showed that the country remains as deeply divided as ever, with an array of small sectarian parties dominating the parliament. Manila Cathedral was empty during morning mass today after Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte warned that Roman Catholic churches in the capital would be forcibly closed if priests proceed with a plan to hold masses in defiance of new restrictions. The measures are aimed at restricting public meetings, including religious gatherings, to ease an alarming surge in coronavirus infections. Brazil reported more than 300,000 COVID-19 deaths in a single day for the first time Tuesday, amid calls for the government and the new health minister to take action to stem the nation's resurgence of coronavirus infections. In recent weeks, Latin America's largest country has become the pandemic's global epicenter, with more deaths from the virus each day than in any other nation. China says it summoned foreign diplomats in protest after the U.S., the European Union, Canada, and Britain jointly imposed sanctions on senior Chinese officials. The new sanctions are over alleged human rights abuses in China's far western Xinjiang region. Australia and New Zealand also welcome the measures, but they've not imposed sanctions themselves. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, VOA News.